great day for Madison. Boy, she's been a key part of this all sports, three-sport athlete here at Hitchcock County High School, and going to Wesleyan for track and field, heptathlon as well. That's a little different for her, isn't it?
It is. You know, Maddie's a very diversified athlete, and I think she'll be exceptional when she goes there, and she has a huge ceiling. Being a, you know, a three-sport athlete has really helped her, but also when you get to that level, just working on what she's really got her heart into and, you know, specializing in those events, she'll be successful.
I've watched her all 3 years, like yourself. You had a chance to coach and everything, and you knew right from a freshman. I remember because my daughter long jumped against her when she was a senior and Madison was a freshman. You thought, she's got it. She's got it, and she's been pretty good the last couple of years.
She has, and you know as well as I do, Rich, with girls, sometimes their junior and senior year, it's hard for them to stay on top of those events, and Matt's done a great job of making herself bigger, faster, stronger in the weight room, and she does a lot of things on her own outside. Sometimes I worry she overdoes things a little bit because she just is so driven to be successful, and she's going to continue, and I think have a great year this year, and will have a good future at Nebraska Wesleyan.
Yeah, I'm sure her senior year, she has pretty good, we'll talk to her, but goals in the long jump, triple jump, I don't know what your school records are all about. Maybe she's right in the thick of things of those.
Right, she is, and she already holds one of them, and I think she'll continue to maybe surpass those again this year. And I'm excited to see her on the track. I think she's a little bit stronger than she's been. We just need to get her healed up. She does a lot, and you know, over repetition sometime, and lifting and different sports, doing the same thing over and over, can kind of slow you down. And I think she's found that happy medium and understands that more. But she's just so driven, she doesn't know when to sometimes back off just a little bit.
So hopefully, maybe besides the jumps, maybe in the sprints, and maybe you can find and put together maybe a 4x1 this year.
Right, yeah, and I think we will have a 4x1 this year. And I'm excited to see whatever she, you know, decides to do, because she's good enough to choose some events, and she'll be successful.
Are you getting the itch for track at all? I know it's only December and it's cold outside, but it's cold in the springtime. But you're not coaching in the winter months, but you're going to come back and do it in the springtime, aren't you?
I am. You know, I really miss the kids through these winter sports. I didn't know how much I'd miss it. I miss it a lot. I just miss being around them. You know, it's just different in the classroom. I enjoy that in the weight room. But, you know, there's something to be said at practice, too. We have a lot of fun. I just miss the kids. I am excited for it to come. But, you know, I hope they continue and have a good winter season.
Yeah, girls and boys, as they've done here in all sports, but springtime, especially track and field, could be pretty good. Score some points this year.
It could be, and, you know, we're excited. We're excited about it.